The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, also on Dash Radio. Download the Dash Radio app for free. Search for Nothing But Net. We're there every single night at 7 p.m. Also, the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Plenty of Heat programming. Feel the Heat and Full Court Press will be up there this week. You can also find episodes of this particular podcast there. You can also go to fivereasonsports.com. You can find our podcast, but you can also find South Florida sports content free, no paywall. We do not charge you like the newspapers do. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, including our friend TJ over at CPT of South Florida. That's CPT of South Florida. This is an IT company that's been providing small and medium businesses with the technology that they need for decades. They specialize in cloud-hosted phone systems and managed IT. If you own a small or medium business, you're looking to save money on your monthly phone and internet costs, you got to give TJ a call right now. He's been helping South Florida businesses save thousands per month, and he can do the same for you. With a cloud phone system, you can work from anywhere on any device. Get a free in-person consultation. Call TJ at 954-966-2766. 954-966-2766. And here's the thing. You get a great promotion if you call now. Mention Five Reasons, 25% off your cloud phone service, including free phones and the first 2 months of service free. That's right, 25% off cloud phone service, including free phones and the first 2 months of service free. Deal with an owner, not a sales rep. Give TJ at CPT a call. Again, it's 954-966-2766, or visit the website at CPT-Florida. That's CPT-Florida.com. And now, today's episode.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
on the floor.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily show on the Miami Heat and the NBA featuring Ethan Skolnick with Alex Toledo and Greg Sylvander, part of the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back here on Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I've got Greg Sylvander. We might have Alex Toledo pop in here. We were not expecting news today. Make sure that you check out our last episode, process breakdown about the Philadelphia 76ers, how that may affect the Miami Heat, the Kyle Lowry stuff, the Ben Simmons stuff, everything related to that. It's a good episode. People had some fun with it. I cursed a little bit. Greg got a little bit animated, so definitely check that out. No basketball tonight as we post this, so we've got a little bit of a dead spot. We were not expecting news, but there is news. Bam Adebayo, Miami Heat center, after a difficult playoff appearance. As we know, he struggled a bit in that first round with aggressiveness in particular. But some good news. He has been named to USA basketball team, and not only has he been named, he has accepted the invitation. I wasn't 100% sure he was going to do that because of the snub a couple of years ago when he was in USA camp. He got passed over, if you remember, not just for Miles Turner, but also by Mason Plumlee, by coach Greg Popovich, who's coaching the team again. I had a chance to talk to Bam about this in West Palm Beach prior to, I guess it would have been the 1920 season. And the only thing Bam did when I talked to him about this was shake his head and say effing politics. So he was not happy about it at the time. Obviously he's put that aside. We're going to get into the implications of this, what it means for Bam, what it means for the Heat, but also, because I do think there are ramifications to this, but also, Greg, let's go through the list of current players, because the one thing about the list of current players is Bam stands out right now. Like, I don't think he's a guy who's going to be put to the background. Based on the players that have been named right now, there could be a pretty prominent role.
Yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head. Like,
The great Mark Stein tweeted that Dame Lillard, Draymond Green, Bradley Beal, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, KD, Bam Adebayo, James Harden, and they're still waiting on a commitment from Chris Paul. So that's nine if you include Chris Paul. I don't know if he'll go or not, but that it was kind of like that veteran presence that you thought might go along for the ride like Kobe did, you know, one of those last years. So that's nine there, but at the very least, it's eight. And I think for Bam to be included in that eight, and when you read off those names and the accolades, the careers they've had, the places that some of those guys are on from, you know, an ascending player perspective, Devin Booker is doing things now that we never thought he could. Jason Tatum is obviously a young and up and coming player. So like, I think it's good for Bam's confidence to be included on a list like this. And it just further reinforces what we've all been saying is that like, he's his only defense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing is that we bring Alex in here, I think the thing to acknowledge about NBA, about the U.S. Olympic team and the Olympics in general, is that the game is different, right? So there are some guys on this team we may not see as traditional bigs who are probably going to play the five some. I could see Durant playing the five some. I certainly could see Draymond playing the five some. I not as a shot blocker, but as a switchable defender. And, you know, look, obviously the Golden State Warriors won championships with Draymond Green as their small ball five in their death lineup. So I don't know necessarily that there needs to be two more bigs added to this team. I would anticipate maybe one more big, and seeing the list, not a very impressive group, to be honest. So in light of that, like, Alex, what do you see his role being? And just from a basketball perspective, because there are free agency benefits to this. Potentially, we know that LeBron and Dwayne and Chris Bosh discussed playing together on a bus. When you're together with other great players, that helps your confidence. It helped Bam during All-Star. He talked about that, but it also helps your connections. So I think that's a good thing. Bam being with Dame Lillard for this summer for a month is not a bad thing. But just from a basketball perspective, Alex, like, what can Bam provide? How can he kind of break out during the Olympics?
I mean, it's an interesting question, because some of the things that you were saying there as far as having a couple guys who could play small ball five, like, that was going through my head when you were talking about what his role could be. Like, it really does seem like he could be potentially a starting center. And even if he isn't, I think he could have a solid, you know, 15-20 minute role, maybe a little bit more for some of the bigger matchups that they got. And who knows? I could be understating it, right? Maybe Popovich really learned his mistakes and really likes Bam. No, but I just think it's an interesting one, because he seems to be the only real big name outside of Draymond, just because Draymond's been playing the four and five for so long now. I guess you can call him a big too. So it feels like there is a serious way for him to kind of stand out and show out, I think, in the Olympics. He's the only traditional big that's been named, and he's already shown out on a national stage in the playoffs before. I just think it's great for his own skill development. I think he's going to obviously help the other guys on that roster, even though they've got great talent. We know what Bam is good at, and he makes other guys better as well from a center position. And so I think it's a great fit for him and the roster.
I don't think they're going to run a lot of stuff for him. Obviously, that's not kind of what you do in the Olympics. You don't run stuff for anybody. And you're not going to run stuff for Bam Adebayo.
High post and potty screen and roll, right? And that's it.
When you have Dame Lillard and you have James Harden and you have Devin Booker and potentially you have Chris Paul. So you and Kevin Durant. You're not going to run a ton of stuff. With that said, I do think there's a benefit here. Eric Spoelstra has used Bam Adebayo in a particular way. Pat Riley has wanted, and he made it clear at his press briefing, he's wanted Eric to look at some other ways to use Bam. Well, this provides an opportunity for other ways to use Bam, right, Greg? That maybe Spo can take something out of.
No, there's definitely that. I think that there's maybe some more traditional ways that they can use him that aren't so reliant on Duncan. Although, you know, I had heard that as the committee was, you know, kind of scouring over the last additions, that Duncan Robinson was absolutely in the running for one of those last spots. They want a shooter that doesn't want a lot of minutes and doesn't need a lot of usage. So I would look out for Duncan Robinson there. I think that it may be a little unrealistic with his contract situation that he were to accept that invitation, but I think it'd be something that that USA Basketball is going to look at closely. But like, for me, I think that there's another part of this. Yes, Bam is going to be able to do different things than he does in Miami's offense, but there's inevitably moments in Olympic basketball where he's going to get to grab and go with it and get out and play with other players that are of the same athletic ability and the same talent level and can like look ahead and stuff like that. And I'm just interested to see, like, just imagine if Bam had played with prime Dwayne and what Dwayne could do and the things that he could kind of just like pull out of thin air, how Bam could have benefited from that. And I'm interested to watch that with other great guys around him.
Yeah. And Alex, I think also Spoelstra, if he's going to learn from anybody, he's going to learn from Pop. Right. I mean, they're the last two standing. Rick Carlisle's, he's probably going to coach again this year. He's not with Dallas. It's Spo and it's Pop. Those are the two longest tenured coaches with their current teams. And Spo, although there's a stubbornness to Spoelstra that we talk about sometimes, he does like to borrow from other coaches. I mean, for a while, he was borrowing from football coaches like Chip Kelly. So I do think some of that will play in here. But let's get to the...
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The other part of this, which is the recruiting element of this, which is, I mean, just looking at some of the players on this roster, who jumps out? I mean, I think Devin is locked in Phoenix, right? So he's not going anywhere. Could a bond be built between him and Draymond Green? I mean, that's a player that's been, it's sort of linked to the Heat a few times. It should have been linked on draft night way back when. But, I mean, is there anybody else on this roster that we think Bam develops a friendship here and it leads to something else? Because this is how these things
skipped
happen.
Over a couple names there. Draymond wouldn't have been my one or two.
Okay. Like
I respect the hell out of
Draymond. Well, Dame exactly. Dame is one,
that's
right?
The one the stuff that has come out about, you know, from you and Adam as far as the kind of the window being cracked up. I'm sorry, the door being cracked open. Is that what it was? It a door or a window? I just want to make sure we get the reporting.
I think it's a sliding glass door at this point. Well, it could slide.
You know,
back.
That stuff definitely to me stands out. You want. You know, there's no harm in there being, more of a relationship between Bam and Dame. And you talk about Jason Tatum, who Bam is already friends with, you know, obviously a rising superstar in the league. And who knows, maybe if things keep working out poorly in Boston a couple of years down the line, that could be something that, you know, it's the seeds that get planted now in the Olympics, I think, is kind of the – is the idea that we're going behind here. Then you talk about like the other talents on this team, KD and Harden, like, and I know they're already going to be locked in now with Brooklyn, but I just think it's great for Bam to be among these types of guys, these types of type A players, type A superstars. And even the ones that he's not developing relationships with, it's going to be great for him, but we know what we're here for. This is from a Heat fan perspective, this is a great recruiting trip for Bam.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you got to talk to Dame. I think that you probably should spend some time hanging out with Brad Beal.
Oh, how could I forget Beal? Oh,
but,
my God.
But here's the other part of this that I just think is important, and we can't quantify it, so we shouldn't spend a ton of time here. But like, this really is a long-term thing. Like, this is like where you start to have the building blocks of like, when do you go back to the front office and say, okay, clear the decks for 2025. I'm making up a year. And that's how that stuff gets formed. We saw it happen once. So if I'm going to hope traffic anything, that's the direction I'm going. But yeah, Bradley Beal and Dame Lillard, those are the guys Bam needs to hang out with most on this trip.
Bam and Tatum would be the two youngest names so far, correct?
Yeah. Oh, and Devin Booker. Well, I guess Booker's a little more.
Well, he's a little older, right? But he was drafted earlier, but I don't know that he's necessarily older because he came out so young. Although I love Doris Burke, but according to Doris Burke, like Jason Tatum is still 19. So I don't know, but he is in actuality 23. Now there's one potential downside and I want to talk about it on the other side that we should get into here. It's one concern. I've seen some Heat fans, not a lot of the Heat fans, but some Heat fans express. Before we do though, you've been working out, you need to recover, you need to get yourself some CBD. And the CBD that you need to get is therapist preferred because this company was founded just a couple of years ago by a physical therapist to maximize performance and recovery for active people. And it's 100% THC free. It's third party lab verified. It tastes good. I can tell you, I've got some of the strawberry ones here. I just ordered some new. All the products are made in the US with cutting edge technology from organically grown hemp. But again, you're not going to fail a drug test. So don't worry about that. I had a couple people in my family like, is that no, you're going to be fine. Use the promo code 5 reasons. That's the number 5 reasons. Number 5, REASONS, for 25% off your order. That's right. We raised it from 20 to 25. 25% off your order, plus free shipping on all orders. It's like a $12 value. Shop now at therapistpreferred.com. Again, put in 5 reasons when you get to that little code area, and you will get 25% off. Therapistpreferred.com. All right, let's get to the one potential downside. And that's always brought up here, which is that the Olympics can be grueling, not necessarily from the playing standpoint or the practicing standpoint. You do play some games, but it's not like playing in the playoffs. The intensity is high, but really only for the games against the teams that are really competitive, of which there's usually 4 or 5, maybe 6 at the most that are competitive. But it is a time that a player could be resting, could be doing something else. Jimmy Butler decided not to participate this time. I think he probably would have been named.
Steph, too.
Had he wanted to go. Steph did too. We have seen some players have asked out for the reason that they just need a break. You know, we talked a lot about fatigue hurting the Heat this year, but they did just get eliminated in 4 games.
Exactly.
Which ended their season about 2 months earlier. You are going to get a break until sort of mid to late October. Training camps aren't going to open till late September again. So it is Bam's still going to have 2 months of just R&R. Any concerns about this or is him getting in a camp run by Greg Popovich, you know, more beneficial?
I mean, I always have concerns with the injury side of this. Sorry. I can't shake thinking back to, you know, Zoe flying back and being sick and that kind of stuff. But even just other guys, like you don't want to see anybody get hurt. Luckily, like if you're playing big minutes in USA basketball, it's like 20 to 21 minutes in a game. You know what I mean? Like 22, 23 minutes at most. So I just don't feel that being a big issue. And then this is the other part of it. I think that it's good for Bam to get back on the court and go through the motions mentally in this setting versus back in a Miami Heat uniform surrounded by those players and those fans and that same core, whatever that group is going to look like and being asked to do what you were doing last year and all those questions. This is going to be like clean slate. Bam gets to just go play basketball. And I think that could be refreshing for him to get ready for the season. So I'm not concerned.
I think that's a good point. I mean, I think he'll shake off. I think a couple things have helped Bam actually, Alex. Other players have bleeped the bed worse in the playoffs since the Heat have been eliminated, right? Like Ben, Porzingis.
Unquestionably.
Julius Randle. Who's the other? There's a fourth one I threw on the list today. It's skipping my... I mean, Simmons is number one, obviously, but it was Porzingis, Randle, Simmons, and I'll have to find the poll. But, I mean, Simmons won. I mean, obviously, Simmons was going to win that poll. But I mean, there have been players who just have not shown up in the postseason the way they did in the regular season. And the reality is Bam and Jimmy were two of those players but I feel like I forgot it when I put the poll up. Like I feel like the Ben Simmons thing has, but Ben's not going to play on the Olympic team, right? I
mean, it was Gobert, by the way.
Oh, Gobert. Yeah, Rudy, right. Okay. But Rudy gets a pass anyway. It's like, it's okay. He'll be defensive player of the year next year if he doesn't play. But with that said, like Alex, I do think that from a mental standpoint, as we close here, this is a good thing, right?
I mean, yeah, it's a good thing for sure. I think it's a nice, I mean, obviously I can't relate to what this is going to be like for Bam, but just from the outside looking in, it seems like it's a nice change of pace for him. Right. And I think Leif was kind of talking about this already, as far as, you know, not, you know, you're in a different environment. It's less expectation because you're not going to be, you know, set to play 35, 40 minutes a game. Like he said, it's about half of that, maybe less. And you're playing with guys who pretty much everybody there is as good or better than you are about on that level, especially the guys who are getting a lot of minutes. You know, you're playing under somebody who is considered maybe the best coach of all time. I just think it's going to be a good experience for him to kind of be around all those guys, and where kind of the microscope won't be on him for a little while. He could just go and do his thing, play basketball, like Leif said. I mean, obviously, I'm, you know, the negative stuff, we already kind of went over a little bit there, that there's things that could happen. But like I said, just kind of the low minutes load, I think, keeps you in a place where it's like, you know, this guy is young enough where it shouldn't be too much of a concern. This is what guys at his level do in this age, right? Like, I'm happy for him because he's getting the shine that he deserves and that he should have got, you know, a couple of years back instead of Mason freaking Plumlee. We're not even talking about Miles Turner here because he, you know, he was kind of deserving. We're talking about Mason Plumlee. That I will never get over that.
So I'm happy. Acknowledge though, here, Alex, that Mason Plumlee actually outplayed Bam a couple of times this year.
Oh man, I mean, look, man, when it mattered most, what did he do? He gave up a game winner to Anthony Davis.
That's true. All right, there, we're going to close there. Check out our sponsors, cpt-florida.com. We also always mention Prize Picks here at the end. Prizepicks.com. Use that code 5, F-I-V-E. Play daily fantasy. You can do it all the way through the playoffs here. So try to make some money as you're watching the Suns and Hawks, we hope, kind of careen towards a championship battle there. Well, not the one that anybody predicted before the season. And of course, check out everythingtradeshows.com and all of the other sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Have a good night.
Don't trust the process.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.